It's time now for the Dilnort Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Dilnort Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Dilnort Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Dilnort Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. And now it's time for the Dilnort Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
Dilnort's goal of winning a Big Five Conference Championship could very well depend on what happens tonight as first-place McKinleyville comes to Tunin Gymnasium for a boys' basketball battle in a very quiet gym. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you for joining us tonight on KPOD 97.9 FM and DilnortSports.com. Warrior Athletics are brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet, Center Coast Hospital, and by the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. McKinleyville is 2-0 in Big 5 play, while the Warriors are 2-1 and tied for second place with Arcata. Win tonight would put the Panthers, at least for now, in the driver's seat. If Dilnort wins tonight, well, it'll be very crowded in the front seat at the midway point of the Big 5 season. We'll be back with more. The Warrior pregame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Dilnort Sports.
It's time now for the Dilnort Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Dilnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Dilnort Warrior Games online at DilnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Dilnort Warriors.
Dilnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Dilnort Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Dilnort Warrior Games online at DilnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now, let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show. John Pritchett with you here in an empty Tunin Gymnasium as we start the second week of the Fan Ban at Humboldt Dilnort League event. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, Dilnort fell in overtime to McKinleyville. The final was 53-46. Warriors led almost the entire game in regulation, only to have the Panthers rally to tie the score in the final seconds and then dominate the overtime for the victory. Nathan Barker led Dilnort with 12 points as the Warriors fell to 1-3 in conference play, 4-7 overall. In freshman action, well, there was no freshman action. Dilnort was forced to cancel because of COVID issues. Looking at tonight's varsity contest, Dilnort is aiming to rebound after last Thursday's loss to Arcata. The Warriors fell to the Tigers 54-41 in a game where Dilnort led early but faded down the stretch, ending the Warriors' five-game winning streak. What really killed Dilnort's chances was its inability to convert free throws. The Warriors got to the foul line 19 times but sank just 9, a less-than-noteworthy 47%. Arcata, meanwhile, missed just 2 of 17 attempts, 88%. For the season, Dilnort is shooting at best, a pedestrian 58%. Coach Chris Rice of Warriors said his team spent all of Friday's practice working on one thing, shooting free throws. So how about some good news for the Warriors? All of Delmar's players that were previously out with COVID will be available tonight, including starting point guard Wyatt Robeson. His ball handling and penetration skills have been missed. Robeson is Delmar's second leading scorer at 8.5 points a game. Not available, however, is still senior Caleb Dodson. The starter is still recovering from an ankle injury. McKinleyville comes into tonight's game having won four in a row, including a 67-58 win over early season favorite Arcata. However, the Panthers have not played since that game 12 days ago. Add to that the COVID bug that has hit the Panthers, and four players, including key starter Connor Alto, are unavailable for first-year coach Cindy Clancy. Nevertheless, she wants her team to play solid defense, run the offense better, and she wants the younger players to step up tonight and show they are ready for the big time. Panthers are led by junior Cody Whitmer, a six-footer who's averaging just over 16 points a game. Delmar should watch this guy during warm-ups. So far this season, he has nailed 52 of 53 free throws. Owen Hamm is the other MAC player who's averaging double figures at 13.9. Delmar has been mixing and matching its scoring because of COVID issues. Edwin Zepeda is the lone Warrior averaging double figures this season with 11 a game. But since the conference season started, Coach Rice has been getting strong efforts from Adrell Horton at 17 a game and Nani Scott with 15 more. Now, Coach Rice was blunt. This is a big game. This team has to be more physical and has to play better defense than it did against Arcata. But he says his team is doing a lot of things well under difficult circumstances. So let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. Starting lineups are brought to you by DelmarSports.com, which features news, scheduled, and rebroadcast of Warrior games. That's DelmarSports.com. And for the McKinleyville Panthers, 2-0 in conference, 10-4 overall. Getting the start is Jordan Brown. He's a 5'9 sophomore, averaging 4.6 a game. Cody Whitmer, the junior, he's a 6-footer, averaging 16.3. Braden Craven. He's a 6'4 senior, but averaging only 3.2 a game. Carson Parker is another senior, 6'4, averaging 5.6. And getting his first start is Charlie Campbell. He's a 6'1 senior, averaging 3.3 a game. The Panthers are coached by first-year person Cindy Clancy, a McKinleyville High alum. For Delmar, 2-1 and 11-4, Adrell Horton will get the start tonight. 6'2, a senior, averaging 6.1 a game. Edwin Zepeda, he's 6'2". He's a senior, averaging 11. Wyatt Robeson, first start back after missing a couple games because of COVID. He's a 5'10 junior, averaging 8.5. Nani Scott, the junior, number 44, 6'3", just a shade under 8 a game. And Connor Price, he's a senior, 6'5", averaging 3.4 points a game. Delmar, as a team, is averaging just a shade under 50 points a game while giving up 43.5. The Panthers are scoring 57 points a game, allowing 54. The last time these two teams met was last spring, June 8th to be precise, in McKinleyville, where the Panthers won in overtime 54-48. These two teams have evenly split their past six contests. Dating back to 2005, MAC holds a 19-17 advantage over Delmar. Referees for tonight's contest, Tyrone Bacchus, Keith Altimer, and Justin Euclid. Getting ready to get things going here. A critical Big Five conference battle last night. It was Arcata blitzing Eureka, 81-48 in a makeup game. That puts the Tigers and Delmar tied at 2-1. Delmar will be wearing their white uniforms with the blue numbers. McKinleyville in their road black with the white numbers. Delmar will be going right to left to start the game. And ladies and gentlemen, we are just seconds away from getting this one going. Referee throws the ball in the air. It's tipped up, and McKinleyville will get the ball to start things off. With it is Brown, far side, gets it inside, gets kicked back out to Parker. Now a drive, kick out, shot up, three-pointer, no good. Ball hits the ground, taken by Scott. Fast break, to Robeson. Puts up with his left hand too hard, but there's Horton. He misses. Scott's there. He puts the shot up. That's no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Ball's loose now, and Horton ends up with it. We'll set things up again. Robeson with the ball. The junior way out high near the center circle. Dribbling with the left hand. Swings it over to Scott around the horn. Far side to Zepeda. Zepeda finds Price at the top of the key. Now to Horton in front of the Panthers bench. Robeson has it at the free throw line to Scott. He'll launch the three. Too strong. Price with the rebound. Tries to get it into Horton. It's bounced around for a while. Goes out of bounds off Del Norte. And the Panthers will get the ball. 0-0 our score here in the opening moment of this Big Five Conference battle on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Brown with the ball. He's the sophomore. Gives it up, then gets it right back. Robeson guarding him. He leaves it for Craven, and he'll kick it way out high to Whitmer. Back over to Brown, his three-pointer, no good, and Nani Scott gets his second rebound of the night. Warriors push the pace a little bit, and now they'll back it up. Zepeda with the ball right in front of the McKinleyville bench. He'll launch a high arching three. It goes in and out, but Horton with his second offensive rebound. His shot is blocked. He tracks it down on the baseline, looking, kicks it way out to Price. And it's going to be over and back against the Warriors. Turnover against Del Norte. We're a minute 45 into this game. Neither team has put the biscuit in the basket. Whitmer will inbound as McKinleyville players gets his shoe tied correctly. Coming in for Del Norte will be Ethan Thomas. And Horton, no, not Horton. Price will come out. Goes to Brown of McKinleyville. Quick pass inside, drive. Thomas with the defense, but picking up the basket for McKinleyville is Parker. 2-0 our score. The Panthers in front with exactly 6 minutes to go in the first quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Zepeda with the ball. The senior bounce pass inside to Robeson. Kicks it out to Thomas. Now around the horn. Far side to Horton. Looking to go inside. They can't. Instead it goes to Robeson. The team's best three-point shooter. It rims out but rebounded by Thomas. Delmar will set things up with a fresh shot clock. 2-0 our score. Robeson tries to penetrate to the left. Now swings it out to Nani Scott. Scott back to Robeson. He'll try to penetrate. Gets cut off by Brown. Now to Scott. Takes the three. Misses and rebounded by the Panthers. Warriors are getting good looks. They're just not putting the ball in the basket at all. 2-0 our score. Far side to Brown. Robeson guarding him. They switch. Now Robeson's got a tough job. And a blocking foul will be called against Del Norte. Robeson picks up the first foul of the game. And the Panthers will inbound underneath their own basket. Ball comes in and eventually goes to Craven. Into the corner. That's Whitmer. Now back out to Brown. Brown gets cut off by Thomas. Nice defense there. Now the far side. That's Craven, tries to penetrate. Nani Scott doing the defensive work there. They get inside, and Craven is able to put it in easily, despite being double-teamed. He just went up when everybody else was still on the ground, and the Panthers lead 4-0. Robeson gets it over to Zepeda on the far side. Dribbling with his left hand, tries to drive baseline. Stutter step, and they're going to say he traveled. So another turnover by Del Norte, which has went 3.5 minutes without a basket to start this contest. McKinleyville 2-0 in conference. Del Norte 2-1. Brown with the ball. The 5'10 sophomore gives it up far side over to Kravis. Now they get it inside, and a foul will be called against the Warriors. Picking it up is Nani Scott. His first. Inbounding is Whitmer. Whitmer gets it in, drive, lays it up short. Horton with the rebound. The Warriors will fast break. Zepeda with the ball on the left side. Goes up, and they're going to call offensive foul against Del Norte. As Zepeda picks up his first. Three team fouls against the Warriors, none against the Panthers. Brown brings the ball up the left side of the court. Gets a screen. They switch on defense. Shot goes up, and a foul's called against Donnie Scott, and that's going to be his second. That's the way it is. And so Connor Price will come back in after Brown shoots the first two free throws. The right-hander pounds the ball on the floor, puts it up, and eventually it drops in. 5-0 our score with 3:56 to go here in the first quarter. Panthers in front. Price back in, and Scott, with two fouls, will take a seat on the bench. Around a 52% free throw shooter this year, but he's 2-for-2 in Tunin Gymnasium tonight, and it's 6-0. Coach Chris Rice giving his signal. Gets it over to Zepeda, down on the low block, now back to Price, top of the key, three-pointer, goes in. Connor Price with his sixth three-pointer of the season cuts the McKinleyville lead in half at 6-3, and Del Norte is off the schneid. Whitmer with the ball, Horton guarding him, goes baseline, gets cut off by three, puts a shot up anyway, and scores. 8-3. On the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard, Panthers in front. Robeson with the ball, hands it off to Thomas. Orioles will run a little weave into the far side corner, inside to Thomas. Goes up, off the glass, and in. Thomas, who's averaging just under four a game, gets two there, and it's 8-5. Brown with the ball on the far side. Gets it over to Parker. Parker will give it over to Campbell. His three, his long two is short, and Horton comes down with a rebound. Del Norte will walk the ball up the court, cross the timeline. That's Robeson to Thomas on the far side. Thomas looking, maybe trying to get it into Price. They do. He's on the low block. The big guy kicks it back out to Thomas. He'll drive, and they say he traveled. Del Norte suffering from a rash of turnovers here in the first quarter. And combine that with some cold shooting, and Del Norte trails 8-5. Wholesale changes for the Panthers. For Coach Cindy Clancy. Quick pass inside, triple team, and Thomas blocks the shot, and they're going to say it's a jump ball. And Del Norte will get possession on the alternating possession. Robeson brings the ball up the court. Dribbling with the right hand in the white jersey with the blue numbers into the far side corner. That's Thomas. Thomas looking to Price, gets it to him. He'll launch the three. Bounces. No good. And rebounded by the Panthers. Out to Clancy, who's in the game. Goes baseline, gets cut off. Gets it inside. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Thomas, who's putting in good minutes. For Del Norte, down by three with 1:45 to go here in the opening stanza. Thomas with the ball way out high. Now Price to Robeson, loses the handle, and Brown jumps out on him. Zepeda with it now. Quick pass inside to Thomas, kicks it out to Price. He'll drive. Now to Zepeda, his long three goes in and out, and eventually the ball is rebounded by McKinleyville. Brown drives, gets cut off, kicked out, three-pointer on the way, no good. Battle for it, and Horton comes down with another rebound. 1:05 to go here in the first quarter. Warriors looking to cut the three-point margin. Horton from the free throw line, kicks it out to Price, fakes the shot, goes strong, on the left, misses. Ball is loose, and coming down with it is Ham of McKinleyville. Has the ball poked away. And McKinleyville will keep possession with 48 seconds left, 32 on the shot clock. 8-5 our score. McKinleyville in front. Clancy inbounds it to Brown. And the sophomore with Horton guarding him. Sophomore versus senior. Gets a screen. They switch. And they have to kick it back out to Clancy. 15 to shoot. Clancy to Brown, way out high. Now Brown sizes up Price. Nice job by Price, who cuts him off, and Brown lets the ball roll out of bounds. 24.6 seconds left in the first, and Delmore will probably play for the last shot. Shot clock is turned off to Price. Warriors going to run the weave. They call it Jayhawk in Tunin Gymnasium. Horton to Thomas to Robeson, down to 10. He'll get a screen from Zepeda. Robeson to Price. He'll take the three. Bingo! Connor Price with his second three-pointer of the quarter. The horn goes off, and despite trailing all but the final 3 seconds of the first quarter, Delmar will go into the second quarter tied with the Panthers at 8. We'll be back with more right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Sports.
Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnor Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Game online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Delnor Office Supply.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Game online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
6'5", Connor Price nails a pair of three-pointers to help Delmar go into the second quarter, tied with McKinleyville at 8. I'm John Pritchett. Thank you for joining us here for Warrior basketball action in Tunin Gymnasium. McKinleyville has the ball, three-pointer on the way, no good, and a foul will be called against McKinleyville away from the ball. And picking up the first foul for the Panthers is Carson Parker. With the ball is Robeson. Gives it over to Thomas. They're going to run weave some more. Far side corner to Robeson. The junior with the ball, dribbling with his left hand. Brown guarding him. Now to Horton, the senior. To Edwin Zepeda, the team's leading scorer. Robeson, this is the team's best three-point shooter. Gets it to Thomas with 10. Inside to Zepeda. Turnaround jumpers up and good. Zepeda has his first basket of the night, and the Warriors have the first lead of the evening at 10-8. 7:15 to go on the Central Coast Hospital scoreboard. With the ball is Clancy. Clancy drives baseline, puts it up off the glass and in. Delmar missed a defensive assignment there. We're tied at 10. Robeson. Man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Quick pass inside to Horton. Slings it back out to Price. He launches the three, in and out. Delnord is so close on a number of shots, but they've been cold to start this game. It is a chilly gym, especially if there's no fans here again. Ball is tipped. Eventually, the Panthers come up with it, but the Warriors get the steal. Price gets the honors. He'll give it to Robeson. Delnord will walk the ball up the court. The junior swings it over to Zepeda. Zepeda, he'll take the three. Looks good off the front iron. And it goes out of bounds off Thomas. And McKinleyville will get the ball. Nani Scott's going to come back in for the Warriors despite having a pair of fouls. Rice will come out. As Coach Rice playing a little bit of a numbers game now. And Nani Scott, the junior, has got to be smart on the defensive end, especially. With the ball is Ham. Gives it over to Brown, right in front of the Warrior bench. quick pass to Whitmer. He'll have the shot blocked by Horton. He'll go all the way in, and he is fouled. They'll go to the line, and the Warriors go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Whitmer gets the foul. Second team foul against the Panthers. Lupeda, an 82% free throw shooter. Looks a little strong, and it is. Here comes Lupeda, second. Averaging 11 a game this year. That one's perfect. Warriors are back in front, 11-10. So coming up later this week, tomorrow night, it'll be Del Norte's girls playing. As I got to find my sheet for that. Del Norte girls will be playing at McKinleyville. And in other girls' actions, Fortuna will be playing at Arcata. Del Norte boys' next game will be on Thursday when the second half of the Big Five conference season begins. Del Norte will travel to Eureka. Both those games, of course, you can hear live on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. 11-10 our score here. Del Norte in front. McKinleyville with the ball. McKinleyville trying to go to 3-0 in conference play. Warriors trying to get to 3-1. Brown with the ball. Sophomore got the start tonight. Has played well so far. Ball's almost stolen by Horton. Instead, Whitmer has it and gives it over to Clancy. Clancy brings it all the way out to center court. Horton guarding him. Now to Brown. 10 to shoot. Scott with a steal. As Brown just... I'm not sure who he intended to throw that to. The only person that was nearby was Nani Scott, who's wearing a completely different color uniform. Kicked ball. And so, fresh shot clock. Warriors up by one. Del Norte trailed 6-0 to start this game. Zepeda will inbound. And they get it over to Robeson. Robeson tries to penetrate, gives it over to Zepeda. He'll take the 10-footer, in and out again. So many of Dillner's shots have been right there, and they just have not found the basket. As Clancy's shot hit nothing but glass and is rebounded by the Warriors. Still a one-point cushion for Del Norte. To Scott, near the top of the key, swings it over to Zepeda with Clancy guarding him. Now to Thomas at the top of the key. Far side, over to Horton. Now to Robeson. He'll take the 15-footer, and he misses everything. Rebounded by McKinleyville. Clancy, spin move, and gets his shot blocked by Thomas, but he is fouled. And it is Thomas with the, excuse me, it's Zepeda with the foul. His second. Clancy will go to the line for two shots. Chance to give the Panthers the lead again. Shot is up. Shot is no good. Too strong. 57% free throw shooter. Coming into the game for Del Norte is Cooper Maxwell. And Price comes back in as well. So it's Horton, Scott, Thomas, Price, and Maxwell into the game. Clancy's second shot is good, and we are tied at 11 with 4:26 to go here in the first half on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. With the ball is Maxwell, gives it over to Thomas. Sue Horton looking inside, tried to get it to Scott. Instead, it goes to Maxwell. Maxwell finds Scott. He'll line up the three-pointer, lets it go, and it's no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. To Clancy. Goes baseline, swings it out, three-point shot is good. That's Craven. He's got five now. And in, back to a three-point lead now for McKinleyville. Maxwell to Scott, around the horn to Thomas. Finds Price, top of the key. There goes to Horton. Horton, who doesn't take a lot of threes, instead gives it to Maxwell. Maxwell penetrates, and he travels. Instead of taking the eight-footer, he tried to sneak under everybody to get the layup. And they said he moved his pivot foot in the process. Clancy will bring the ball up court. He's a 6'4" junior. Horton will pick him up. They go right in front of the Warrior bench. Clancy gets into the paint, stops, kicks out. That's Craven. Pass over to Whitmer. His three-pointer's no good. Battle for it, and the ball is thrown out of bounds by the Panthers. Delmore's possession. Robeson comes right back in, and Maxwell goes back to the bench. 14-11 our score, 3:08 to go. Stay tuned for the Haiichi Hamlet halftime report. Got a lot of things to talk about there. With the ball is Thomas to the far side corner to Robeson. The junior back after missing a couple games because of COVID. Gives the ball to Thomas. 20 to shoot. Back to Nani Scott now at the top of the key. Inside to Horton. He goes up strong. Gets his shot blocked, but is fouled. Horton, who's been an absolute beast underneath the basket since the start of the conference season. Craven gets the foul for McKinleyville, but has been stymied tonight. Chance to get on the scoreboard with a pair of free throws. First one's up, and it's no good. Delmar still struggling at the foul line. They're now 1 of 3 after the 9-for-19 performance against Arcata on Thursday. That one's good. And it's 14-12. McKinleyville in front. Clancy will bring the ball up the court, walking it up. Horton will pick him up. Cepeda will come in for Del Norte at the next dead ball. Over to Reinschmidt, who's in the game for the first time, and gives it over to Ham. As both coaches going to their bench, trying to give their starters a little bit of rest. Ball stolen by Horton. 2-on-1 fast break to Donnie Scott, who misses it, but he's fouled, and he will go to the line for a pair. Hitting the foul is? It's Craven, his second. Scott, the junior, puts it up and puts it in. He's making 66% of his free throws this season. Cuts the lead down to 1 and a chance to tie it for the junior. Form is perfect, and so is the free throw. And we are tied at 14 with 2:18 to go in the first half. Scott comes out. And McKinleyville has the ball. Clancy with it. Dribbling back and forth. Horton guarding him. Screen is set. Price will pick him up now. Teardrop shot up. No good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Back up. Makes the basket. And he is fouled. Picking up the points. Connor is Owen Ham. As Connor Price picks up his first. So Ham with the chance at the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Puts it up, puts it in. 17-14 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. McKinleyville in front. They led 6-0 to start the game. Delmark cut it. 8-8 after 1 as the ball goes inside to Zepeda and he misses an easy one, and that just Delmort has like a 2x4s across the basket for the Warriors. Inside, shot goes up, great defense by Thomas, shot goes up again and a foul will be called against the Warriors. Horton gets his first. And Ham will go back to the line for 2 this time after making 1 just seconds ago as part of the three-point play. Shot is up. Shot is good. Coach Chris Rice must be frustrated with his team's inability to score close to the basket. They've had good looks. Second shot is up. And that one's no good. And rebounded by Thomas. 18-14 with 90 seconds to go. McKinleyville leading Del Norte as we get close to halftime. To the far side, Thomas gets it down to the Horton. Goes up, off the glass, and scores. Horton has three. And the lead is now two, 18-16. Clancy with the ball. Horton picks him up. Over to Craven. Now far side, the hand. Now Craven as the Panthers looking to take a little time off the clock. Inside, hook shot, no good, rebounded by Horton. Delner with a chance to tie the game again. Robeson with the ball. He'll give it to Zepeda. Goes to the center circle, finds Horton at just outside the three-point line. Looking to get it inside. Surprise. He'll take another three. Graze the front rim. And almost saved by Thomas, but the Panthers come up with it. Shot clock is off. And so now the Panthers can play for the last shot in the first half. Thomas playing tough defense against Ham. Ham goes strong to the basket. He scores, and he's fouled. We'll get the free throw. The one thing Delmar did not want to see happen there with 16 seconds to go. Thomas gets his first. Ham gets the basket, a chance for another three-point play. The right-hander puts it up, and he puts it in. So just like that, Del Norte went from having a chance to tie the game to trailing by five. Thomas with it, swings it out far side over to Robeson. Robeson with 6 seconds. He'll penetrate. Goes up strong, gets the ball to go. He is fouled and will go to the line. Ham gets the foul. Robeson gets his first basket of the night and a chance for a third point. .7 seconds to go. 21-18 our score, and Robeson with a chance to cut it down to 2 points. Robeson, a 60% free throw shooter. Dribbles it twice. Dribbles it two more times. Eyes the basket. Puts it up. Nice spin. In and out again. And rebounded by the Panthers. Full court shot. Doesn't come anywhere close. So the Warriors, struggling as if this gym was a freezer, find themselves down by three at halftime, 21-18. Del Norte has had its opportunities, but just have not been able to convert at the offensive end. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chowell Benz and Hardwick, Center Coast Hospital, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends, so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Download Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Game online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 APOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Del Norte trails McKinleyville at halftime, 21-18, here in an empty Tunin Gymnasium. I'm John Pritchett. Thank you for joining us. And it was another terrific weekend for the Del Norte High wrestling team. The Warrior Boys won the 2022 Coast Classic held last Saturday in Eureka. There were no team scores kept for the girls, but Del Norte once again did very well there as well. Individual championships went to Alex Osborne, Brandon Jones, and, boy, I hope I get this name right, Bobby Oflegu. As for the boys, Adine Shad and Savannah Williams took home individual titles for the girls. Now, tomorrow night, Del Norte will play host to McKinleyville for a dual meet before heading to Santa Rosa Friday for a tournament, a two-day tournament down there. Eureka High is looking for a new head football coach after Andrew Hildson stepped down this week after two seasons on the job, saying he was spending too much time and energy fighting battles that were not football or coaching related. The Loggers were undefeated during the 2021 spring COVID season, but Eureka was completely snake-bit this fall, as Eureka posted a 2-7 mark. Jaden Clifton played 36 minutes, scored 10 points, dished out 6 assists, and grabbed 4 rebounds Saturday for Humboldt State women's basketball team. But the Lumberjacks dropped a heartbreaker in double overtime to Cal Poly Pomona in the HSU gym. It was the second start for Clifton, a true freshman at HSU, who set the all-time scoring mark here at Del Norte High. Humboldt is now 4-7 this season and will play on the road Thursday against Cal State East Bay. So let's take a look at the Big Five conference standings for the boys. McKinleyville came into this game tonight in front with a 2-0 mark, 10-4 overall. Thanks to its lopsided win over Eureka last night, Arcata is tied with Del Norte at 2-1. The Tigers are now 15-3 overall, while the Warriors are 11-4. Eureka is now 1-2 and 6-10, while Fortuna is struggling at the bottom at 0-3 and 8-12. Tonight, Arcata is at Fortuna, and of course, McKinleyville is here against the Warriors, a halftime score. Panthers leading the Warriors 21-18. Del Norte will be back in action on Thursday in Eureka. Warriors' next home game will not be until February 2nd when Arcata travels to Crescent City. On the girls' side, Eureka has been the class of the conference so far at 3-0 and 13-6 overall. Mack is 1-0, while Del Norte and Fortuna are both tied at 1-2. Arcata is 0-2. Tomorrow, Fortuna is at Arcata, and Del Norte will be at McKinleyville. You can listen to that game live on KPOD at 97.9 FM. And DelNorteSports.com. And one more thing we want to cover, and that is the Redwood Wild River Run will return. This is going to be on Saturday, March 19th. It's going to start at the covered bridge off South Fork Road. And it's a lot of fun. Both a 5K and a 15K run will be offered, actually both runs and walks. Cost is $17, but before March 12th, and then it's going to be $20 after that. If you want a sweatshirt, that's an extra $30. They're great sweatshirts, by the way. I have three or four of them. And you can get more information. You can send an email to Ralph Hurt. You can send it to him at Coonrunner, C-O-O-N-R-U-N-N-E-R, Coonrunner at gmail.com. Or you can also give him a call at 954-4952. So let's take a look at the first half. Delnor struggling to score early. In fact, trailed 6-0 earlier midway through the first quarter. But thanks to Connor Price's pair of three-pointers, Delnor was tied with the Panthers at 8 after 1. In the second quarter, Delnor's cold shooting continued, especially from inside, as shot after shot just rimmed out. And looking at the scoring for McKinleyville, the Panthers were led by Braden Craven, who has 5. Jack Clancy has 4. Owen Hamm actually leads the Panthers. He has 7. Team's leading scorer, Cody Whitmer, has 2. And Jordan Brown has 2 as well. For Delnor, the Warriors are led by Connor Price. He has 6. 3 each for Horton, as well as Edwin Zepeda. And Thomas has a basket. So does Robeson. And so does Nani Scott. Looking at the foul issues, Scott and Zepeda both have a pair of fouls for Delnor. Craven has 2 for the Panthers. As we mentioned, coming up next for Delnor, tomorrow night, Delnor girls head south for an exciting game there against Eureka. Is that right? Let me double check. No, I'm sorry. Delnor will be at McKinleyville, and Fortuna will be at Arcata. On Friday night, Eureka comes here in girls basketball action to Delnor High. And then on Thursday, it will be the Delnor at Eureka and Fortuna at McKinleyville. So what does Delnor need to do to get back in the game? They're in the game, but get the lead and hopefully win the game if you're a Warrior fan. Well, you got to make some shots inside. Drell Horton's been held to 3 points. Nani Scott just has 2. And big Connor Price, he's got 6, and they all came by a 3-point shot. This has been the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report, the Hiuchi Hamlet, which has hot drinks and cold snacks. It has hot snacks and cold drinks. It has everything you want, everything you need. And in fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Warriors will start the second half with the ball, trailing 21-19. Baseball pass to Price, and he'll hold on to it and give it to Robeson. Robeson gives it back to Price right in front of the Warrior bench. Ball high over his head. Ball's poked away from Nani Scott, but he tracks it down. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. Inside to Zepeda. The senior puts it up, and goes in, goes out again. It's like there's some saran wrap on the basket. Panthers with the ball. Brown has it. Swings it out far side to Hamm. Looks inside to Clancy. They'll kick it out. Whitmer, 3-pointer on the way. No good. And the ball is rebounded by Zepeda. Still a 3-point game. Zepeda with it inside to Horton. Horton, spin move, puts it up strong. It goes, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. A chance to tie the game. Picking up the foul is Carter, his 2nd. Horton dribbles the ball 3 times. Puts it up, puts it in. We are tied at 21 with 7:07 to go in the 3rd quarter on the Seneca Coast Hospital scoreboard. Clancy with the ball right in front of Coach Clancy. Swings it up. They kick it out to Whitmer. Horton guarding him. Baseline jumper on the way. Good. Nice shot. As Whitmer, the team's leading scorer at 16 a game, picks up just his 4th point of the night. And McKinleyville goes back out in front by two. Price with the ball. Ball over his head. Gets it into Nani Scott on the low block. He's double-teamed. Swings it back out to Price. Now to Horton around the horn to Robeson. Robeson penetrates. Tries to get it inside. But Zepeda, he does. And Zepeda puts it up and in. Zepeda has five. We're tied at 23. Brown with the ball. Robeson will pick him up. Swings it over far side to Whitmer. Horton with that assignment. Tries to drive. Horton cuts him off. Gives it over to Parker. Now back to Whitmer. Three-pointer misses everything. Rebounded by Connor Price. Delmore gives it to Nani Scott. Now to Price. Near side. On the sideline. Finds Zepeda. Bounce pass to Scott. Dribbles. Tries to go baseline. Puts it up. Puts it in. Nani Scott now has four. And suddenly, Delmore's Bridget start. The Warriors starting to warm up. Brown with the ball. We're tied. No, Delmore up by two. Brown with the ball. Gets in there. Kicks it out. Shot goes up. Scores. Nice job by Parker. And we're tied now at 25. Going back to 2005, McKinleyville holds a 19-17 edge. In the past six games, it's been 3-3 as Nani Scott gets a beautiful pass from Zepeda, and Scott lays it up and in. 27-25 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Warriors in the lead. 4:53 to go, third quarter. Far side out to Whitmer. Horton tightly guarding him. Screen set. Price now. Price forces the pass. Now to Brown. Brown with Nani Scott guarding him. Inside. Tough assignment. And a foul will be called. No, they're going to call offensive foul against the Panthers. As Parker gets his third foul. And we have timeout on the court. Delmore trailing by three at halftime. Lead by two with 4:37 to go here in the third quarter, and gives us a chance to say hello to some of our Sportscaster Club members, which includes H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Delmar Tire. The Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. That's older than me. Crescent Cabinets. Do you need you to crack? Why am I having such a... Crescent Cabinet. Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? Well, call Crescent Cabinets. It's right there in the name. Crescent Cabinets. Located right across the street from Crescent Elk Middle School. I'm sorry, guys. 4:37 to go, third quarter. Delmar leading 27-25 in what has been an entertaining and closely fought game. Biggest lead was six. Matt was at the start of the game for McKinleyville. Warriors with the ball. Price with it. Looking to get it inside. Gets it over to Zepeda, who brings it back out to the top of the key. Now to Robeson in front of the Delmar bench. Pass to Price. Quick pass inside to Scott. Another pass to Horton. And the Warriors have to set it back up. Price with the three. Lets it fly. Hits the front rim and bounds off. We'll go the other way. Whitmer with the ball. He'll kick it into Clancy. Now inside. Shot goes up. And count it. As Parker gets his third basket of the night, we are tied at 27. Halfway through the third quarter. Robeson to Price. Price gives it over to Zepeda. Three-pointer off the front rim. And Horton steals the rebound. He's triple-teamed. Gives it to Scott. His 14-footer goes in and out again. Oh, my goodness. How many times have we seen that tonight? Ball is halfway down and comes out for the Warriors. Quick pass inside to Clancy. He goes up, misses, rebounded by Zepeda. Nice defense by the senior. Quick pass to Nani Scott. Back out to Robeson. A 2-3 zone now by the Panthers. Inside to Horton. Kicks it out. Nani Scott, three on the way. Bounces. No good, and rebounded by McKinleyville. Clancy will bring the ball up court. Down the right side. Quick pass, and the ball is kicked by Horton. And so the Panthers will keep possession and get a fresh shot clock. Coming in for Del North will be Ethan Thomas as Price gets a breather. Also coming out is Carter. Parker, I'm sorry, who's played well for the Panthers. Inside. Ball is poked away by Nani Scott. 2-on-3 fast break. Scott with it. Feeds it back to Thomas, and we have an offensive foul. One pass too many. As Nani Scott picks up his third foul, and Price will come right back in, and Scott will take a seat on the bench. 27-27. 2:46 to go, third quarter on the Seto Coast Hospital scoreboard. I'm John Pritchett. Thank you for joining us tonight here on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorthSports.com. Brown and McKinleyville with the ball. Price guarding him. Big size mismatch in favor of the Warrior there. He gives it up over to Clancy. Thomas guarding him. Back to Brown. Outside. Now he'll try to penetrate. Ball gets tipped away. Saved by Thomas. And he'll bring the ball up court himself. Delmer's been playing great defense here in the second half. Back to Thomas. Swings it over to Price in the near side corner. Inside. Zepeda puts it up. Puts it in! Zepeda has six. Delmer goes back out in front by two. 29-27. Exactly 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Brown with it. Far side. Robeson guarding him. Now to Clancy. Clancy comes around, penetrates into the paint, puts up the shot off the glass and in. Clancy has six, and we are tied at 29. Del Norte trailed by three, going to the locker room at halftime. Price has the ball far side corner. Dribbles once, lob pass to Zepeda. Zepeda, way out high, swings it over to Robeson. He'll launch the three. Bingo! Robeson hits his first three-pointer since coming back from COVID, his 14th of the season, and gives Del Norte a three-point lead with 1:15 remaining in the third quarter, 32-29. With the ball is Campbell. He'll put it up with the left hand, and it falls out. Rebounded by Horton, and in attempting to save it, it goes out of bounds. 32-29. 62 seconds to go, third quarter. Whitmer comes out for McKinleyville. Panthers with the ball. Brown has it, swings it out to Ham. Now drive along the baseline. Has to be kicked back out to Ham. Robeson guarding him. And blocking foul will be called against Price prior to the shot. That's number two against Connor. Both teams have two team fouls. Del Norte leading by three. They get it inside, and the ball goes out of bounds off the Panthers. Two first-year head coaches battling tonight, Chris Rice and Cindy Clancy, both coaching their alma maters. Warriors with the ball and the lead. Thomas with it. Swings it over far side. Now back to Price. Warriors going to take a little time off the clock, leading by three. Far side corner now to Horton. He'll swings it out to Robeson, and he just hit the three. Gives it to Thomas now. 10 to shoot. To Price, backdoor cut. It was there, but Zepeda just could not handle it, and it goes out of bounds. Well-designed play. The execution was just a tad bit lacking. McKinleyville with the ball. With the ball is Clancy. Gets a screen from Campbell. Warriors work their way through it and goes to Brown. Six to shoot. Six in the quarter. Inside. Time running out. Three-pointer on the way. Misses everything. Del Norte goes from down by three at halftime to up by three after three. Warriors lead 32-29 as we'll go into the fourth and final quarter. After this, we're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at delnortesports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at delnortesports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Del Norte trying to make its bid to claim a share of first place in the Big Five Conference, leading first place McKinleyville 32-29 as we go in to the final 8 minutes of regulation. John Pritchett with you here on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Score was tied at 8 after 1. McKinleyville led 21-18 after 2. And it's 32-29 Del Norte now after the Warriors outscored the Panthers 14-8. In the third quarter. McKinleyville will start the fourth quarter with the ball going right to left. Del Norte in its standard man-to-man defense. Brown with the ball, the sophomore. He's covered by Robeson, the junior. Kicked out to Clancy, and he loses the handle. It goes out of bounds. Del Norte forces a turnover, and they get the ball back with a three-point lead. Robeson. Lob pass to Thomas, turns to Coach Rice. What do you want to run? He tells him. Delmore. Robeson gives it to Horton out high. Now to Thomas, and he traveled. Oh, they're going to say not a travel. They're going to say a foul away from the ball against the Warriors. As Robeson picks up his second. Parker comes back in for the Panthers. He's got three fouls. For Del Norte, Scott has three. And that's the only Warrior in foul trouble. As Clancy goes baseline, puts it up, but it does not go. And rebounded by Zapata, but they say he stepped on the end line. So the Panthers get the ball right back. 32-29. Neither team has scored. Here in the opening seconds of the fourth quarter. Quick pass, blocked by Price, but they say he fouled him in the process. His third. And going to the line is Parker. 61% free throw shooter this year. First one is way short, and he'll get a second one. But Price now has three. Scott has three. Zapata and Robeson both have two for Del Norte. Second shot is up. And that one does not go either. 0 for 2 at the foul line for Parker. And Del Norte's lead remains 32-29. Robeson gives it over to Zapata. Warriors going to run Jayhawks. Now to Robeson in the near side corner. Robeson will take the 17-footer. Misses, battle for it. Horton with the rebound, has it poked out of his hands, goes out of bounds, but Del Norte will get the ball and a fresh shot clock. 6:56 to go in the fourth quarter. 32-29, Del Norte leading. Now there's some question regarding the shot clock. Robeson to inbound. Looking, and he sends it way out to Price, who finds Zapata. Now to Robeson, and Del Norte will set things up. 2-3 zone by the Panthers. Horton swings it over to Thomas on the far side, outside the three-point area. He'll back it up, and Warriors will set things up again with 15 to shoot. Robeson thought about the three, and say gives it to Thomas, who finds Price in the near side corner again. Back to Thomas, 7 to shoot. Zapata with the ball, takes the jumper, rattles it home. Warriors are patient, and good things happen to those who wait. The Beta has 9, and Del Norte leads by 5. Brown with the ball, gets a screen, kicks it out, and saved by the Panthers. Nice hustle. Clancy kicks it out, almost thrown away again, but McKinleyville is able to track it down with under 6 minutes to go now. With the ball is Parker. Gives it up. Gets it back against Horton. Kicks it back out. That's Craven. Goes strong. He missed everything. A shot clock violation. Great defense by Del Norte that position. Nani Scott comes back in for the Warriors. And Thomas will come out. Good minutes by Thomas, the 6'4" senior. Soaking pressure by the Panthers. As soon as the ball is inbounded, they back right off. Del Norte leading by 5. Robeson gives the ball to Price. As Del Norte runs the weave. Now to Robeson in the near side corner, right in front of Del Norte's bench. Behind the back dribble. Kicks it out to Price. Three-pointer on the way. Bingo! Connor Price with his third three-pointer of the night. Timeout is called. And with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter, Del Norte has taken a 37-29 lead against first-place McKinleyville. And gives us another opportunity to say hello to some of our Sportscaster Club members, which includes Crescent City, Les Schwab Tire, where doing the right thing matters. Del Norte Ambulance, now and always, dedicated to serving. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. Marjon Parts and Service, for one-on-one service and support with a winning edge. See the team at Marjon Parts and Service. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services for tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. Valvoline Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer in Brookings. And Del Norte Office Supply, customer service, well, you should expect that. And you get that from Debbie and her crew at Del Norte Office Supply. 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. The Warriors have jumped to a 37-29 lead. Del Norte with 5 consecutive points to stretch what had been a 3-point lead. McKinleyville with the ball. Clancy goes left side. Gets double teamed. Zapata just took the ball from him. Oh, there's call a cop. He just flat out committed a robbery. Robeson with the ball. Gives it to Price. Warriors running that weave again. They've liked it a lot tonight. Panthers now back into a man-to-man defense. Far side to Zapata. He'll take the shot. Score it. Zapata with a little turnaround hook. And Del Norte now leads by 10. With the ball, three-pointer off the front rim. Zapata with a rebound. 4.5 to go. Del Norte by 10. Zapata across the timeline. Brown tightly guarding him. Gives it to Horton. Far side to Zapata. Zapata stealing it. Now he'll back it out. Gives it to Price. 15 to shoot. Nani Scott with the ball. To Robeson, three-pointer, in and out again. But rebounded briefly by Zapata, but he couldn't keep the handle. And a timeout is called by McKinleyville with exactly 4 minutes to go, halfway through the final quarter. It's Del Norte 39, McKinleyville 29. And that gives us yet another chance to say hello to members of the legendary Sportscaster Club. These are the individual businesses that make Warrior Athletics possible here on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. Find businesses such as Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Chalwell, Benz, and Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CEA to your local accounting and tax firm. And Center Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. And quick little housekeeping note. JD, if you want to send me the second half, the other side, I'd appreciate it. There's only about 3 people in the world that know what I'm talking about. So McKinleyville will have the ball as we are exactly halfway through the fourth quarter. Del Norte has jumped to a 10-point lead. They've outscored the Panthers 7-0 to start the fourth quarter. Whitmer puts up a shot, does not go. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Del Norte's ball. The Panthers pleading their case that it went off Del Norte. But the officials disagree. Full court pressure now by the Panthers. Price inbounds to Zepeda, then back to Price, who's a capable ball handler at 6'5". He gets the ball, gets it across timeline, and he's fouled by Brown. His first. Just the fourth team foul of the half against McKinleyville. Correction, just the third team foul. Del Norte has four, so neither team really close to the bonus yet. To Price. Way out high. Del Norte's going to take a little air out of the ball, leading by 10. With the ball is Robeson, tightly guarded by Brown, trying to force a turnover. Now to Scott, far side, Zepeda. He'll go up off the front rim, but rebounded again by Horton. And Del Norte gets a fresh shot clock. Scott with the ball finds Robeson as the Panthers trying to increase the defensive pressure, force a turnover, and a timeout is called by Coach Chris Rice. 3:01 to go. Del Norte 39. McKinleyville 29. Tomorrow night, it will be Del Norte's girls in action traveling to McKinleyville for a 7:30 p.m. contest. Mad Dog John Horner will have the call on that one. Then on Thursday night, Del Norte's boys head to Eureka for to start the second half of the Big Five Conference. That's a 7:30 game. I'll have the call for that one. And then on Friday, it'll be Eureka girls coming to Del Norte. First place Loggers against the Warriors. And all those games will be broadcast live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Let's take a look at the foul trouble. For Del Norte, Connor Price has three. Nani Scott has three. Robeson has two. Zepeda has two as well. For McKinleyville, Parker has three. Craven has two. And one each for Ham, Whitmer, and Brown. 3 minutes and 1 second to go. Warriors leading by 10. With the ball is Robeson, as the Panthers have increased their defensive intensity. Ball is stolen by McKinleyville. Laying it up and in is Parker. He's got six. Full court pressure again, and Coach Chris Rice calls timeout one more time. And it's not a timeout, it's an injury timeout, as Price has to come out with a gimpy right leg. Might have rolled his ankle, or might just be a cramp. So Thomas is back in. Full court press, 2-1-2 press. Zepeda breaks the press, but has the ball stolen. Second time in a row, Del Norte has turned the ball over. To Whitmer, cross-court pass over to Ham. He'll launch the long three, no good. Battle for it, tipped around, and it's Zepeda, the senior, comes up with it. He's double-teamed, gets it to Horton, and a quick foul by Ham. And that will be the fourth team foul against McKinleyville. 39-31, 2:17 remaining. Del Norte leading. Warriors trying to force a first place tie. Warriors inbound to Nani Scott. Scott thought about going to the basket. Instead, his pass is kicked off. Three consecutive turnovers. Shot goes up, no good, but rebounded, missed. And we have a foul against Del Norte. Panthers had two easy layups, but missed them both. But Nani Scott picks up his fourth foul. Whitmer will inbound and gets it into Parker. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Del Norte. Two 2 minutes remaining. Warriors lead by 8, 39-31. Clancy will inbound. Zepeda guarding him on the sideline. They get over to Whitmer. Gives it right back to Clancy. Man-to-man defense by Del Norte. Clancy has to pick up his dribble. Gives it to Brown. He'll launch the high arcing three-point that just barely grazes the backboard and rebounded by Del Norte. And a timeout is called once again by Del Norte's first-year coach, Chris Rice, with 1:47 to go. Our score, Del Norte 39, McKinleyville 31. Del Norte trying to go to 3-1 in conference. McKinleyville currently sits at 2-0. Arcata is 2-1 playing tonight against last placed Fortuna. So assuming everything stays according to Hoyle, Arcata will be 3-1. If Del Norte can hold on for the next 107 seconds, the Warriors will be 3-1, and McKinleyville will be 2-1 as we get ready to start the second half of the conference season. Warriors will inbound at midcourt as the officials purring over something in the scorebook. Justin Euclid figuring out what's going on. Question is, how many timeouts does Del Norte have left? Scoreboard shows that both teams have a pair. 39-31 our score. And we got it figured out. Thomas will inbound. Looking, and they get it to Nani Scott. Scott will drive. Quick pass to Horton. Goes up, and from the right side puts it in. Del Norte's lead back to 10 with 1:35 to go. Whitmer with the ball. Kicks it over to Clancy. His baseline three-pointer is no good. Nani Scott with the rebound. 90 seconds to play. Warriors break the press. Quick pass, Horton from the right side again. Back-to-back baskets by the senior, and Del Norte leads now 43-31. Warriors trailed by three at halftime. They started the game down by six. Whitmer's three-pointer is no good, but rebounded by the Panthers as Parker scores and cuts it back down to 10. 60 seconds to go. Del Norte by 10. Quick pass. Across the timeline to Scott. He'll put up the shot. And he scores! After being absolutely ice cold in the first half, the Warriors have finally heated up here in the closing seconds. It's 45-33. And a foul is called on Del Norte. And Coach Rice is sending in the second team. Foul is called against Bonnie Scott. That is his fifth foul. He was coming off anyway. And with 41.9 seconds, Del Norte, Coach Chris Rice feels comfortable enough to send in Antonetti, Maxwell, Skerrick, Fitch, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Antonetti. And Max Whitmer gets it over to Clancy, who drains the three. Steal. Shot goes up, and just like that, 5 quick points give Brown the basket, and a timeout is called by Del Norte as the Panthers turned what looked to be a Warrior celebration of the final few seconds. 5 points in a matter of about 5 seconds, and suddenly Del Norte's 10-point lead is down to 45-38. And here comes the first team again. Back in the game is Price, Zepeda, Horton, Robeson, and Thomas. Coach Rice telling his starters, here's what I want you to do. Price will inbound on the baseline. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Price, the senior, gets it to Robeson. He's double-teamed, but he breaks past it, gets past the timeline, finds Thomas, gets a man to go up in the air, shoots and scores. 47-38, 15 seconds to go. Three-point shot, no good. Ball is tipped and saved, but grabbed by Horton. He outlets it to Robeson, and Robeson had trouble finding the handle. Instead, he'll do his Curly Neal impression, and he is fouled with 2.1 seconds to go. Delmar leads 47-38. And the Warriors will inbound from the sideline. That's just the 15th foul against the Panthers. Price will do the honors. They get it to Horton. The clock starts, and it goes to zero. The horn sounds. Delmar is in first place in the Big Five Conference thanks to a 47-38 victory over McKinleyville here in Tunum Gymnasium. We'll be back with the postgame report right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our sportscasters club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our sportscasters club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
Del Norte outscores McKinleyville 29-17 in the second half, leading to a 47-38 win over the Panthers here in an empty Tunum Gymnasium. I'm John Pritchett, and the Warriors have now improved to 3-1 in the conference season, 12-4 overall, while the Panthers fall to 2-1 against conference foes, 10-5 overall. Let's take a look at the scoring. Warriors trailed early 6-0 as they had just a terrible time making easy shots inside, but a pair of three-pointers by Connor Price in the first quarter led to an 8-8 tie. In the second quarter, it was the Panthers continuing to take advantage of Del Norte's cold shooting and led 21-18 going into the locker room at halftime. But the Warriors came out in the third quarter, and suddenly those baskets that could not fall in the first half begin to drop in the second half. They outscored McKinleyville 14-8 and then 15-9 in the fourth quarter for the victory. Leading the way for the Panthers was Carson Parker, who had 10. Jack Clancy came off the bench with 9. Owen Hamm had 7. Braden Craven had 5. Cody Whitmer, the team's leading scorer at 16 a game, was held to just 4. Jordan Brown, the sophomore, had six. Playing but not scoring was Cody Reinschmidt. And that wraps it up for the Panthers. For Del Norte, it was a balanced scoring attack, to say the least. Edwin Zepeda led the way with 11. Horton had 10. Of those, 7 came in the second half. Price ended up with 9, all on three-pointers. Scott had 8. Robeson, back after battling COVID, had 5. Thomas added 4 plus some strong defense. Playing but not scoring was Maxwell, Skurig, Antonetti, and Matt. Delores boys will return to action Thursday night in Eureka as the Warriors take on the Loggers starting at 7:30 p.m. It'll be the start of the second half of the Big Five Conference season. Del Norte won the earlier matchup this year here in Tunum Gymnasium, 55-43. That was the game where Del Norte was blowing out the Loggers early, only to have Eureka battle back and get it down within 6 before the Warriors pulled away down the stretch. Del Norte girls play at McKinleyville tomorrow, followed by a home game against Eureka, and that game will be on Friday. All those games will be heard live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Well, that should wrap things up here in Tunum Gymnasium, where Del Norte has captured a 47-38 win to take over a share of first place in the Big Five Conference at the halfway mark with a 3-1 record. For JD, our engineer without peer, thank you so very much, my friend. For Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family, thank you so much for joining us. And thanks to the legendary Sportscaster Club members that make these broadcasts possible. For John Horner, I'm John Pritchett. Good night, everybody. Please drive safely, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Norte Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.